the mood on the base is it's very somber. We're in the middle of a rotation here, so a lot of the guys are getting ready to go home, including, sadly, the two who were killed. There's obviously new people coming in, and so it's a lot to take on board. Just to give you an idea of the scene, when I arrived around lunchtime, the soldiers were standing guard at the airfield as the bodies had been loaded onto another Chinook to be taken to Camp Bastion. And so there's this real sense of ceremony about. But at the same time, people are trying to get on with their job, even though they were well aware of what had happened. I spoke to the Afghan police training commander, and he said that they'd found an insurgent who had tried to become a policeman in their training centre last week. They pinged him because he looked suspicious, and he got arrested. I went to a second base this afternoon, and there's this young officer who's working there, and he told me that when incidents like this happen, then the Afghans that he worked with actually redouble their efforts to reassure the British that they are protected. But obviously, they're only human, and there's been a growing number of these incidents happening over the last year, and it is designed to drive a wedge between the ISAF forces and the Afghan security forces. That is the ticket for Britain, the United States, and all the other countries to get out of Afghanistan. And so if this training mission fails, then that's going to just extend the length of time that the foreign forces are needed here, or create a situation where Afghanistan is not going to be left in a stable situation.